Hello, everybody. I'm Cody Coleman, and with me is Ambi Lee, Nikki Wright, and Matt Krua. This is the very first thing that will air on our very special edition channel here on YNIN. This time, what we're going to be going over is the television draft, like we did in episode 3 of Terrible Awful Show, where we go through all of the shows that will be released this fall, and we will vote about whether or not they're going to be canceled or renewed in, you know, various different ways. And then in the end, we'll see who won. Last time, I was doing very well. And then Matt was a bastard and ended up pulling ahead and beat me.
Woo!
So, fuck you, Matt.
I actually have the scores from last time.
Yeah, why don't we go over?
We don't need to go over that.
Says Deadlift.
Matt placed for, and actually, I redid the scores because there was a show that at the end of the draft, when we made the official announcements, had been canceled, but then it was picked up a couple of weeks later by another season. So I actually lost to Matt by 1 point. So fuck you, Matt.
Yeah.
Because that made a difference. But Matt won with a 56 point. I came in second with 55 points, you bastard.
Yeah.
Cody was in third with 49 points. Nikki was in fourth with 45 points. And Dylan had 28 points because he only answered like half the things.
He answered.
That's
like,
still pretty good for only answering like five.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, so Dead Last was surprisingly not as low as it should have been.
Yeah.
So but
same
yeah.
players this year.
Same players this year, except Dylan will be answering nothing. We had some guests line up, but turns out they have better things to do than hang out with us. So that's okay. That's fine.
Like always.
I'd have better things than hanging out with me too. So
yeah. So if you are listening to this, you obviously have already found YN Interactive because this is not going to be on iTunes. This is just for all the special things that we decide to do to have fun with, and. In that case, you can also listen to Stuff Weekly and Cartridge Blowers, which is our visual show, on this same network. So that's it.
Woo!
That's the extent of the structure for this particular podcast. Let's get into it. Let's start playing games. So, Ambi, why don't you explain to the people at home how we play in terms of betting and what each thing is worth?
Okay, basically how this works is that we're going to go over every single show on the fall season block. We're not going to go over stuff that's going to be coming in like mid-season, which I say personally that when the mid-season stuff comes up, we do another episode where we add like additional stuff like bonus points.
I guess we could. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, I wanted to do that last year because there was a really terrible show about like cross-dressing men, like Tootsie the show that I really wanted to talk about, but we never did it. That bombed miserably. I forget what it was called. But anyways.
By the way, speaking of shows we never went over, did Napoleon Dynamite get renewed or is that officially gone?
I think that's gone.
Okay.
I'm pretty
cool.
Sure it's officially gone.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Everything sure is right gone. With the world.
Yay. So we basically go over the show and everyone bets on if the show is going to air, be canceled after the first episode, be canceled mid-season, make it the full season but be canceled, or make it the full season and be renewed for another season. And depending on how long it goes, the less points they get. So if someone, say Matt, says the show is going to be canceled before it airs, and it does, he would get 5 points. Shows being canceled after one episode are 4 points. Shows canceled mid-season are 3 points. Shows canceled after a full season are 2 points. And shows renewed for a new season are 1 point.
Okay, and it's all based on the likelihood that this is going to happen. So it's to reward people for being bold.
Yeah, because there are some things that we bombed on miserably last year.
Yeah.
Like none of us gave Once Upon a Time a friggin' chance in hell.
And turns out everyone loves it.
And it's like the most popular thing ever, and I love it. It's a great show.
Yeah, so that's really all there is to this game. And with that said, we can go ahead and start talking about shows.
What day are we doing first?
Let's do Sunday first, since it was the
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
Okay, so first up is on ABC. Let's just do everything for each channel.
Are we gonna do the seven? Are we gonna do the channel first, and
yeah.
then we'll go?
Yeah, we'll
okay.
just go everything in the channel, and then we'll go back to the beginning of the list. So at 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock on ABC, we have Once Upon a Time.
That's season renew.
Yeah, obviously.
I'm just going right out there right now.
All right. So for people who don't know what this is, it's a show where fairy tales seem to be kind of meshing with the reality. And
House's doctor lady is Snow White's daughter.
Yeah. Okay.
The end.
Awesome. I have not seen this show. I kind of thought since Jennifer Morrison was the lead, it would bomb.
No, it's she's not the best part of the show.
No, she's not.
Okay.
But the other people in the show are really fantastic. And it's by the creators of Lost, and they're really creative in kind of meshing fairy tales together because they're kind of like mashing up and intermingling now, and people are like, one person is both one fairy tale character and a completely opposite. You never would think them to be the exact same person at the same time. And it's really creative. Weird. How they're combining things. It's really creative. And
all right. I'm going to say full season renew based on the fact that it seems to only be getting more popular.
Yeah.
So
it's huge.
Yeah, I'm really good reviews. It's not like it's the biggest show on TV or anything.
No.
But like,
for Ambi, it is.
Yes, it is. For me, I love it.
In comparison to just about everything on Sunday night, I think, aside from football, I think it's, it'll do just fine.
Yeah. Especially, it's not up against anything that would take that viewership away from it. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. So, Nikki, what's your bet?
Probably a full season renew. It's only competition. I mean, football and The Amazing Race, but I don't necessarily want... That's not true. I think there are a lot of people who probably watch football in The Amazing Race and Once Upon a Time, but I think it'll be fine in the 8 o'clock.
I think there's a I think that like the middle-aged mom loves romance type of thing. This is they're not going to be sitting there watching football unless their man is watching football with and they're watching it with them. And The Amazing Race, I think, is a completely different demographic. And I don't think any of them are going to be like watching The Simpsons over this.
Yeah,
personally.
No.
God, please.
I think
let The Simpsons just end. Just kill it, please.
I please. Think that
it's going to like 2015. I think. So.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, it's been renewed.
We'll get to that later.
We'll get to The Simpsons later. I have a weird opinion on The Simpsons, but so yeah, I think they all have different demographics. I really don't think it has much competition. Probably that demographic's largest competition for this time slot will be The Amazing Race, and. I don't think it's that much, especially with something like TiVo. So, yeah. All right. So next up at 9 to 10, we have a show called Revenge that I know nothing about.
Revenge is like its third season or something, right?
Second, I think it's only in the second. It might be third season.
It's about the red-haired girl, and from Charlie Brown, and she's she's like mad. Look at her face in this picture. She's mad.
Yeah, she is.
She wanted Charlie Brown and she didn't get him.
Yeah, she had to do was ask
because he was like fawning all over her.
Yeah, no, and so she's gonna get revenge against the Peanuts gang in the background, and it's I don't know.
But in actuality,
you think like after two seasons she would have gotten revenge?
You think she's bad at this?
Yeah, she's like just the shittiest at revenge. But yeah, I don't know. I don't like to look at like ratings because I think that's cheating.
Yeah.
From previous seasons. So I don't know like if it's popular. You know, aside from, I don't really hear anything about this show.
I've heard some people say decent things about it. Like I haven't really heard any like, oh my god, this show is like fantastically amazing. I love this show.
Oh. I have seen an ad for this show. It was I've seen it a lot. Basically, it's just saying that the ad was, oh, she's done this and she's done this, and now she's going on her greatest mission yet. She is moving to Sundays, and I'm like,
yeah, I think it was. Oh right, man, if that's the most interesting, thing that you have done, yikes. I think it's something like. Someone did her wrong, and now she's, like, infiltrated the family get revenge or something. Yeah, it's like, oh, no, you didn't. I'm going to come, and I'm going to get revenge against you and your whole family.
She's going to take her tube top off and fight everybody.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I don't know.
I'm going to say full season cancel because I have heard nothing about this show, and it has now moved to Sunday. And they're making a big deal.
It's in the Pan Am death slot.
I think it's done. I'm going to say it's going to be canceled. Plus, there is a show that I know people like that it is up against. So,
yeah.
I'm going to have to agree. I'm going to have to say full season canceled just because I think that this is a bad move for it.
Yeah. All right. Nikki, what do you say for Revenge?
Well, it's up against The Good Wife.
Yeah, and I think that may be its biggest problem.
But I don't know. I guess I'm gonna just say full season, and then they're gonna renew it probably. The Good Wife, you know, women need something to watch that's not football, and so they have their choices. So,
all right. So you're saying full season renew.
Correct.
Okay. Nikki keeps cycling between mute and not mute. Okay, cool. and Matt, what were you saying?
I'm on the fence. I guess if I'm gonna put my my chips somewhere, I'm gonna say full season right now.
Okay. All right. So Ambi, you said.
I said full season cancel.
Okay. And I'm marking it. Did I? Okay.
I'm marking it. Don't you worry. I got this. All right.
Okay, so next up is...
our first new show of the draft.
Exactly.
Yes.
666 yeah. Park Avenue.
Would you like the description?
Yeah, please.
Please.
All right. All these are going to be descriptions straight from the network, so you're going to get some cool narration.
Okay, awesome.
666 Park Avenue. At the ominous address of 666 Park Avenue, anything you desire can be yours. Everyone has needs, desires, and ambition. For the residents of the Drake, that's dumb sounding, these will all be met, courtesy of the building's mysterious owner, Gavin Duran, played by Terry O'Quinn. But every Faustian contract comes with a price. When Jane Van Veen, played by Rachel Taylor, and Henry Martin, an idealistic young couple from the Midwest, are offered the opportunity to manage the historic building, they not only fall prey to the machinations of Duran and his mysterious wife, Olivia Vanessa Williams, but unwittingly begin to experience the shadowy supernatural forces within the building that imprison and endanger the lives of the residents inside. Sexy, seductive, and inviting, the Drake maintains a dark hold over all of its residents, tempting them through their ambitions and desires in this chilling new drama that's home to an epic struggle of good versus evil. Good.
An epic struggle of, do I want to cancel it mid-season or before mid-season?
Yeah. You lost me at Vanessa Williams.
All right. So, this show sounds stupid. Yeah. It kind of sounds like a horror drama of sorts.
I think, you know, a lot of people are going to have an issue with the fact that 666 is in the title.
That's possible, especially on a Sunday. Makes sense.
I love Terry O'Quinn. I love the main guy. He's a really fantastic actor. But the premise is like horror fantasy island.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
I was thinking, like, the second you said, like, their desires can be fulfilled, it was like fantasy island in a hotel.
I don't know. Do horror shows really do all that well? Is American
Horror Story is
doing really well.
But that's also on cable. FX, and yeah.
Okay. All right, I'm going to...
Like Devil's Advocate Light.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to say... Either full season cancel or mid-season cancel.
I'm going out there. I'm saying mid-season.
Okay. All right. I'm going to play it a little bit safer. I'm going to say full season cancel. Though it sounds like an expensive show to produce, so it could get canceled mid-season if it doesn't.
I think this one is going to be the Pan Am of ABC this season.
It could be. All right, Matt, what do you say?
I feel like ABC has a pretty strong Sunday.
Okay.
Just like with lead-ins and stuff, I feel like Once Upon a Time leads into Revenge fairly well, and Revenge could lead into 666 Park Avenue pretty well. But really, I feel like Once Upon a Time would lead better into 666 Park Avenue.
Yeah.
Especially if you've got that Lost audience, because Terry O'Quinn.
Yes, because exactly.
Oh yeah, that's where I've seen that guy.
I'm gonna give it full season cancel.
Okay.
Man, I feel like I'm going to be wrong, but I'm going to go with
that. You're going to be wrong. There's no way that this is going to do well.
no, I was kind of going between full season renew and full season cancel, but I'll go full season cancel.
Yeah, I'm going full season cancel as well. Ambie says mid season cancel. What do you say, Nikki?
I'm going to say mid season cancel. I don't see this getting the best reviews. I don't see it getting the best ratings. And the only reason that they're not going to cancel it after the first episode is probably due to the cost, and they want to see, oh, can we maybe build an audience? But they're not going to.
Right.
Yeah, the Pan Am treatment.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
All right. Well, cool.
Ambie fucking hated Pan Am.
Man. She did.
Who liked it?
It did poorly. So.
Except
Christina Ricci's attendance. Forehead fan club.
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right, let's move on to CBS now. CBS, The Amazing Race, 8 to 9.
That's just going to go on forever.
Exactly.
It's never going to stop.
If you haven't seen it, people race around the world. That's pretty much it.
However, I mean, we all said that about Extreme Home Makeover, that would never end, and that got canceled.
Yeah, that's true. I think The Amazing Race
people are more interested.
I thought Extreme Home Makeover got canceled due to scandal.
Yeah, the scandals,
really?
the constant scandals cost them so much money. They're like, we can't keep doing this.
Like the houses that they built, like there was stuff wrong with them, and then like the people couldn't afford to keep the houses that they were given.
Yeah,
and
it forced them into bankruptcy, stuff like that. Yeah, but the Amazing Race, I feel. First of all, the people I know that watch it or watch reality TV like this
are old.
They're old. They love the hell out of it. And I believe this is going to be a lot like Survivor, where every 4 or 5 years I'm like, that's still on? So
yeah.
I'm going to say The Amazing Race is going to get full season renewed.
Is Survivor still on?
Yeah. It is.
You're kidding me.
No.
Oh, my God, it is. Okay.
It is. It really is.
All right. So full season renewed for me. Ambie?
Yeah, same.
Matt.
Same.
Nikki?
Yep.
Okay. So across the board, full season renew.
So that's a wash.
The Good Wife is up next from 9 to 10. That is a show that I know lots of women really, really like.
I also know that its ratings kind of waned throughout.
Yeah, it almost did not get renewed for this season.
Really?
Yes.
Who is the actress? Who is the good wife? Who is that lady?
Oh,
she's looking
Julianna
at me,
Margulies.
Like,
she's
smoldering. She's like, Matt, I want you.
She's
like, Julianna Margulies. Hold up.
Yeah.
Julianna Margulies.
She kind of looks like the girl who played Jean Grey in the X-Men movies.
Oh, Femke Johnson?
Yeah.
A little bit.
That's not her, but it does kind of look like her.
I can see the resemblance.
She is the lawyer that slept with JD in Scrubs.
Yeah,
and my unicorn. So, yeah, I'm gonna say, wow, it almost got canceled, huh?
And there's already I will say this, like, I'll put this information out there already, so it's not like I have insider information. They've already had problems with the show, with the filming. They had hired Kristen Chenoweth to be a full-time person on the show, and she was injured during, like, the filming for the second or third episode, and she had to leave the show. So then they had to, like, write the character out, so I think it's going to be a little sloppy in the first half of the season. Because, like, they had made this character planning to have for the entire season, and they had to, like, quick write it out. So I think that it's going to suffer for that.
Okay. I'm not going to say mid-season cancel because it's run long enough that I imagine the network would at least give it a chance to wrap itself up. But based on that, I'm going to say full season cancel then.
I'm saying the same thing, full season cancel.
Same.
Yep.
All right. So that's wash too. But that's all right.
CBS sucks.
CBS.
Yes, it does.
10 to 11.
Because now we get to...
The Mentalist.
That's not going anywhere.
No.
Man, that show is, like, permanent for no reason.
Yeah.
I know! That's
it's always on the bubble, though. I don't get it.
Okay. I
don't know what... I've never seen, like, The Mentalist. I think I've seen, like, a little bit of, like, one episode. But, like, just looking at this main character, like... He doesn't look like I would want to root for him. Like, is he the Mentalist?
Not at
because
all.
He looks like a dork.
Yeah, he does.
I'm the Mentalist. He looks like he should be sweeping the high school.
He does.
Like, fuck the Mentalist.
All right, so I'm gonna say, full season. I'm gonna say full season renew. Matt.
I'm going to agree.
Okay. Ambi.
I'm going to say full season canceled just because I don't like his face.
Alright. So, and then Nikki, what do you say?
Full season canceled.
Okay. Yeah!
Alright.
Hate his face club, Nikki! Yeah!
Woo!
At least it's not a wash. That's, yeah. Alright. And then NBC is just Sunday Night Football.
Which, you know,
and that's
we're not even gonna put on that.
Cancelled after one episode, whatever.
Football's never going anywhere.
Like if there was a strike, like we would all be wrong. Like
yeah, that is how that happens.
Like there was a player strike and football stopped, and like we wouldn't get points.
Right.
Terrible.
So let's move on to Fox. In which case, 7:30. We have 7:30 to 8:00. We have the Cleveland show. Man, it did well enough that Adult Swim picked it up.
Yeah, I know.
And that confuses me because I've met no one that likes it. So I am going to say full season cancel, even though I am pretty sure I'm shooting myself in the foot for that. But I'm saying full season cancel. For those who don't know, it's the spinoff of Family Guy.
With Cleveland. With
Cleveland.
I am going to say full season renew just because of the fact that Adult Swim did pick them up, and I think it's going to increase their viewership.
It will. You're probably right. At the very least, it will change networks, but I'm going to say canceled.
No, I'm going to say full season renew because making more episodes gets them more money when it goes into Adult Swim syndication.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably
so. All
right, Nikki.
Full season renew.
Okay. The Simpsons.
We can't vote on this because we already know it's until 2015.
Unless people want out of their contract. I mean, it's not set in stone. It's just
that's never going to happen.
Set in stone. The Simpsons will never go away. The Simpsons is a weird show because it's been on for fucking ever. That it was good, and then it was bad, and then it was worse, and then it was bad, and now it's actually it was kind of good again, but I haven't watched.
Like, huh? If I'm like, you know, accidentally see an episode on TV, normally it's pretty funny.
It's gotten like clever again, despite the fact they've done everything that there is to do. They still manage to still come up with stuff. But
I wish they would age them a little bit. I mean, fuck.
They're frozen in time forever.
This is the longest year of their lives.
Bart has had like 3 birthdays and they've all been his 10th. So that will never happen. But The Simpsons is kind of a wash, I think.
Is anyone going to say anything other than full season renew? It's going to get renewed at the end.
Yeah. Bob's Burgers. Okay, I really like the show a lot, but I just started watching it. I also feel that it does have the home movie style humor and things of that nature. I am, however, despite that, going to say full season cancel. I think it's a great show. I don't think that the mainstream audience is enough to be able to take it forward for very long. So, yeah. Ambi.
See, I'm a little torn on this because I've heard nothing but good thing about Bob's Burgers from the people that have watched it, but I don't know a lot of people that actually watches it. And it was actually nominated for an Emmy for something.
Yeah, that's
so,
anything.
That's true. The Emmys this year suck ass. Yeah. Don't even get me started on that.
Cleveland, I believe, has been nominated for an Emmy, and that show is stupid.
I'm gonna say full season cancel as well, just because, like I said, I've heard good things about it, but I haven't heard a lot about it, so I think that they'll come up with something else. It'll just become like the Seth MacFarlane Knight plus Simpsons eventually. He'll make another spinoff of something.
It's a just like John Benjamin. It's a cult classic that will have a cult following. And
he's a cult classic.
He as a person is a cult classic.
he's a human being, Cody.
Everything he does is a cult classic. There is a small group of people that really loves it, and then it doesn't make it beyond like 3 or 4 seasons. Home movies, I believe, made it 4. So I'm still saying canceled. Matt.
I say full season renew.
Okay.
I think it's a really good show, and this is its third season.
Yeah.
And normally, you know, it's pretty. Once you break into the third season, you're in a stride, and I feel like, you know, there's not, especially since second season was truncated in order to order more episodes for the third season.
Well, that is true.
And I feel like Fox believes in it, and okay. So I'm gonna go full season right now.
Okay, Nikki.
Same.
Okay. Family Guy.
No.
Forever.
Do we even need to talk about it? It's the new Simpsons. It will never end. It's not going anywhere.
It ended once. Because
yeah, but it's Fox not
and then Adult
again.
Swim picked it up and they brought it back.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's
Fox realized they were, you know, sitting on a gold mine.
Fox is bad at TV. it cancels a lot of shows that people
liked how they, you know, the Fox canceled it, you know, in its earlier seasons when it was legitimately a really funny show.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, and now it's not.
Now it's
and
nothing it, but flashback
and
jokes.
And then it came back and it has like slowly deteriorated into just terrible, terrible, terrible stuff.
Yeah. But I'm still saying full season renew.
Yeah.
Anyone not say that? Okay. American Dad. That is a better show than Family Guy.
Yeah, no, it's really funny, and it doesn't rely on cutaway humor.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm saying full season renew.
I actually disagree? Really like this show. Like, I will admit, when it first came out, I thought it was stupid. It took me a while to warm up to it, but then I was like, wait a second, this is actually really good. What is this? It's from the creators of Family Guy? That's impossible.
Yep. All right, so cool. Moving on to, well,
oh, wait,
first
Nikki,
of all,
are you saying
does,
that?
Does anyone disagree?
I don't disagree.
Okay. Monday, moving on to Monday. ABC, 8 to 10 is Dancing with the Stars.
Never going to end in a million
You guys
years.
Heard of this show? What's it about? Okay, hold on. I got a description for the network. So when a bunch of stars get together and dance, Terry O'Quinn, the devil, makes them a deal they can't refuse. Well, no. It's a bunch of like B-level stars, you know, fucking soft shoeing.
Yeah, and everyone loves
it. And this season is actually the All-Star season, so they're like bringing back all of everyone's favorite stars. So
oh boy. Finally.
It ain't going nowhere. All right,
so everyone's
favorite stars, Bruce Jenner, I've been waiting
renewed.
So long.
Anyone say it won't be renewed?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Didn't think so. Castle. Show I haven't watched, more than like a couple clips. Though I like Nathan Fillion. I want it to do well.
It's not.
That said, I'm still saying full season cancel because I have not heard a lot of people that watch this show.
Really?
The people that like it fucking love it. They're hardcore, like diehard fans. But unfortunately, it's always on the bubble, and I don't think that Castle, spoiler alert, getting together with the fucking lady of the show at the end of the season is going to be enough for people to stick around or create a new audience. So,
yeah. So I'm saying full season cancel. Ambi?
This is hard for me because, like Nikki said, the people that love it really fucking love it.
I think the people that love it are the people who love Nathan Fillion, and that's the reason they started watching it to begin with. And most people have no fucking clue who he is.
I'm going to say full season renew. I'm going out there.
All right.
Full season cancel.
All right, Matt?
I say full season renew for a multitude of reasons. Mostly just that ABC really believes in it.
Yeah, and they really do.
I got three reasons. ABC believes in it. And by virtue of that, Disney believes in it. There's a Marvel comic of this.
Is there really?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, there's a comic.
Take these back, Nikki and Cody.
I'm not taking it back.
There's a comic.
There's a comic for Buffy the Vampire Slayer, too, and that got canceled.
That's true. Now, two, it's got a lead-in that is Dancing with the Stars. Guess what else is on at 9:30? Mike and Molly, The Voice, The Fucking Mob Doctor, and Gossip Girl. Yeah, I think everyone's going to click over to Dancing with the Stars at around 9:30-ish, if not at 9. And wait, is Big Bang Theory off Mondays? Holy shit!
It was never on Mondays.
Was
it's
it?
It's a Tuesday show.
It's a Thursday show.
Thursday, yeah. I knew.
I hate that show. Whatever. but yeah. Yeah, I and
better
then
than the King of Queens.
Well, true. What is that? And then Castle's competition.
Same,
it's
a show
10.
You once said you watched. So
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did. It was at Orange Lake. You totally told me that you watched it, and it was totes serious. So
how many times have I can name one episode?
It doesn't
it's
matter.
It's okay, Matt. We all have our guilty pleasures.
I swear to God, you're. Was I talking about like the break room? Was this when I worked at the airport?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, it's not in the break room of the airport.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't fucking set my DVR to be like, oh, I gotta watch the fucking Zookeeper. I gotta see the new adventures of Paul Blart Mall Cop and his shitty friends. No. I also watched the entire NBA championships that year, so what do you want? But yeah, Castle's competition at 10 is Hawaii 5-0 and Revolution.
Its competition is bad.
I think Castle is perfectly fine. Full season renew.
Okay. I'm still keeping canceled. So that's two renews and two cancels.
Yes. Yep.
All right. Moving on to CBS, 8 o'clock, How I Met Your Mother. Still like
it. It's going to get one more season, I think.
I wish it would get canceled.
I wish it would get canceled, too. I love the show. I think it's great. I just think the time is up.
I have the same opinion as Nikki. We've actually talked ad nauseum about How I Met Your Mother and our thoughts about it.
Yeah.
Probably even on the shows. That said, I think it's too early for this to be the last season. I think it may have this season and then one more. So I'm going to say full season renewed.
Yep.
Ambi.
As much as I wish it would just end because it's getting terrible, I'm going to have to say full season renew as well because I think they have to somehow close it up and I can't see them closing it up this year.
And because if there's one thing CBS doesn't know how to do is just,
it's,
you know,
it's quits.
Put, it doesn't know how to put shit out to pasture when it's time.
Yeah.
You know,
no.
Just like throw money at it. Throw money at it.
They just want as much money as they can, even if all of the actors and writers think, we should end.
Yeah, Charlie Sheen, have all the money. No, he's done. He wants to leave. What are you doing? I'm Josh. Josh is here. what are you doing? Charlie Sheen. But that's getting renewed forever.
Yeah. So, okay, so there's that. Next up, 8:30, Partners starring starring Bernard the Head Elf. And
that is Bernard the Head Elf.
Yeah. Yes.
What is this? Description, please, Matt.
CBS says, Partners is a comedy based on the lives of creators David Cohan and Max Muchnick, who are the creators of Will and Grace. It's about two lifelong best friends and business partners whose bromance is tested when one of them is engaged to be married. Joe, David Krumholtz, Numb Three Ears, and the Santa Claus, is an accomplished architect who leads with his head and not his heart. Another architect? All right, anyway, especially in his love life. That is in stark contrast to his gay coworker, Lewis, Michael Urey from Ugly Betty, who is spontaneous, spontaneous, emotional, and prone to exaggeration. Both have found joy in their love lives. Joe is newly engaged to Allie, Sophia Bush from One Tree Hill, a beautiful and sophisticated jewelry designer, while Lewis is dating Wyatt, Brandon Ruth of Superman Returns, a vegan nurse who Lewis insists is just a promotion away from becoming a doctor. As news of his name is Joyce, engagement settles, time will tell if their business and personal bond can adapt to the addition of two other important relationships. So yeah, there we go.
All right, so I really like David Krumholtz, but I also really like Sarah Chalk. I like the guy from Reaper. I like Jason Biggs, and I like Judy Greer. And they were in a shit show that lasted barely a season. And this sounds very similar to that. Even though Will and Grace did really well, I don't know. This sounds stupid.
This sounds really stupid.
I'm saying.
But
yes.
It's going to get renewed.
Okay, Nikki. Why?
What is your theory behind this?
It's sandwiched between two of CBS's highest rated shows.
Mm-hmm. But it's also going against Voice and Dancing with the Stars.
And Bones.
And Bones.
I think if people like Two Broke Girls and more people watch Two Broke Girls than How I Met Your Mother, people will probably like watch How I Met Your Mother and then just leave it on through Partners to get to Two Broke Girls, or they'll put on Partners, you know, at the halfway marker, just enough time for a rating to count. So I think it's gonna stick.
All right. So Matt, what's your vote?
I'm torn. I agree wholeheartedly with Nikki's entire argument, and I think she's right, and that, you know, just its placement on the schedule is perfect to stay alive. But I also think it sounds terrible.
It does.
No, I didn't say it sounded good. I'm just saying it's gonna stick.
At the very least, man, I'd like Brandon Routh to be in something that doesn't fail spectacularly. His career is just so sad to me because I think he's great. But I'm gonna agree with Nikki though.
The argument is very strong. Lead-in.
Although it's got some tough competition at 8:30.
It does.
Like, a lot of tough competition. Like if I watched How I Met Your Mother and Two Broke Girls, but I was also interested in any of the other shows, like I'm the kind of person
who... I would be tuning over and coming back.
Yeah, I'm fine with switching away and switching back.
So the issue with the switch-away argument is simply because it's a half-hour show, and they would be switching over from How I Met Your Mother 30 minutes into any of the other shows.
Unless they're switching over to Bones.
Bones is an hour, too.
And, you know, with the advent of DVR, I think people just wait it out. Especially if they like both shows. They'll just be like, okay, well, I'm not going to watch a show that's already in progress, and I'm not going to start it from the beginning because this other show I like is coming up.
I'm really glad I had Nikki go first, because I'm changing my vote. I'm changing it to full season renewed. I think it's going to get just... It may not make it a second season, but I think since it's new, they're right. It's getting the lead in. I think it'll at least get two seasons. So, full season renew.
I still think it sounds really terrible. I think that they're going to need some space for new shows next season, and I think that this is going to be the time slot that they're going to use for new shows next season, so I'm going to say full season cancel.
Okay.
Also, look at that picture. Look at that picture of Partners here. Like, David Krumholtz is like,
It looks
other guy's
so photoshopped.
Like,
it looks like two photos, like, not even, like, because there's a perfect line down the middle of it.
Yeah.
And they're supposed to be, like, super buddies, but I'm like, this picture screams Odd Couple to me.
It screams cliche television.
Well, welcome to CBS.
Oh, that's true.
Man.
All right. Moving on to the 9 o'clock slot for CBS, Two Broke Girls, which surprisingly did really well. I have mixed feelings about this show. I actually watched this show for the first half of its season, and it's entirely based on the fact that I like Kat Dennings. I had mixed feelings on. I didn't think it was terrible, but I didn't think it was really good either. Not good enough to continue watching it. But people seem to really like this show. So I know it's definitely not getting canceled mid-season, if it gets canceled at all. I don't know. I still think it's getting renewed, especially since another show that people really fucking like for a reason that makes me mad is on following it. So full season renew. Matt.
It's just a juggernaut. That's not going anywhere.
No.
Yeah.
No way.
So, Nikki, do you disagree?
Come on, it's getting renewed. Are you kidding?
Yeah, that's sticking around.
Yeah, it ain't going nowhere. Okay. Renew.
Next up, I fucking hate this show, Mike and Molly.
Why I've do you never seen Mike it. The commercials I've seen,
it's so fucking stupid.
Just aren't funny.
I've seen this show because I used to watch Two Broke Girls for half a season, and my DVR would record half of it. It's really fucking stupid. It's bad. The acting is terrible. But for some reason, people love the shit out of this show. I would love for it to get full season canceled, but it's going to get full season renewed. Nikki, what about you?
It's getting renewed.
Matt?
Renewed.
Ambie?
As much as I want to see it go, it's getting renewed.
Okay.
And CBS is so boring this year.
See, CBS is dumb.
Yeah.
I hate that channel. I only watch one show on it.
Yeah, me too. Okay, so Hawaii Five-0, next up. That's 10 to 11.
I think it's finally time for it to Hawaii Five-0.
How long have you been waiting to use that one?
Oh, since last year.
I agree.
I wrote it.
I think it's full season cancel.
Yeah. I agree wholeheartedly.
I agree as well.
Nikki?
One season cancel or one episode cancel.
One episode, no. It's not getting canceled mid-season. I'm actually wondering if it'll get canceled at the end of the season.
Yeah, I know. It could easily get renewed.
I think it'll be on the bubble, but I think it'll ultimately get renewed.
Luckily...
Hasn't it been on the bubble for like three seasons, though?
But it's like Castle or Chuck or House, even.
Yeah. Well, House is gone now.
House is gone, but it was on the bubble for like three seasons, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So...
For good reason, by the way.
So, Nikki, what's your vote?
I am going to guess that it's going to get renewed.
Okay.
Dare to be different.
That's good.
Well, if it's a wash all the time, it's going to be boring.
That's true.
Yeah.
The Voice, the better American Idol, I renewed.
Good night.
I don't like The Voice, but whatever, renewed.
Okay.
Yeah. Better than The X Factor.
It's better than all of the singing shows.
This is true.
All right, so Revolution. I don't know what this is.
Revolution's a new show. All right, it's a drama. Revolution. On our entire way of life depends on electricity. So what would happen if it just
stopped?
Yeah, well, one day...
This shit's getting canceled.
One day, like a switch turned off, the world is suddenly thrust back into the Dark Ages. Planes fall from the sky, hospitals shut down, and communication is impossible. And without any modern technology, who can tell us why?
Okay.
Now, 15 years later, life is back to what it once was long before the Industrial Revolution. Families living in quiet cul-de-sacs, and when the sun goes down, lanterns and candles are lit. Life is slower and sweeter. Or is it? On the fringes of a small farming community, danger lurks, and a young woman's life is dramatically changed when a local militia arrives and kills her father, who mysteriously and unbeknownst to her had something to do with the blackout. From Jon Favreau and J.J. Abrams and Eric Kripke, who created Supernatural, comes a surprising what-if action-adventure series where an unlikely hero will lead the world out of the dark, literally, starring Billy Burke from Twilight, Tracy Spiridakos of Being Human, and no one else that I think matters. But yeah.
Okay, I had a very solid idea until you read Jon Favreau and J.J. Abrams.
Yep, that me too.
Matt, why don't you go first this time?
Okay. I think it's a neat concept.
Yes. I do too, yeah.
I think it's a neat concept. And, you know, since the entire concept is there's, you know, the electricity is gone, guess what? You don't need a special effects budget.
That's true.
Like,
for a lot of stuff. Cars no longer work. Okay, cool. Now we gotta rent some horses. Well, that's a lot cheaper. I think that
they might use a lot of CGI because, I mean, there are clips where you see, like, Wrigley Field just covered in, you know, vines and shit. And obviously, you know, Wrigley Field isn't.
Right.
So
I think Jon Favreau, who he's a producer and he also directed the pilot. And that's a good sign. And Eric Kripke, who created Supernatural, he's a really good showrunner. And J.J. Abrams, who, like, that's kind of where I'm iffy, is that it's this season's J.J. Abrams show. Yeah. And the problem with that is every season seems to have a J.J. Abrams show that doesn't succeed. So, I don't think the cast is, like, almost a bunch of nobodies. Like, Zach Orth is, like, the only name I can really... like recognize, and I still don't even know
who that is.
Yeah, I've heard the name Zach Orth because it's funny sounding.
Post-apocalyptic shows, with exception of ones involving zombies, also don't do very well.
They get like fan followings, like Jericho.
Yeah,
like that fan following. But I'm gonna say full season. What channel is it on? It's on NBC. NBC struggling.
Leighton is the voice.
But it's fighting Castle. I say full season cancel. I think Castle is actually actively stealing its audience.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense.
The nerds who would like it are like, you know, I'd rather watch the guy from Firefly.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna be bold on this one and say mid season cancel.
Ooh.
Yeah, Ambie. No, Nikki, you're speaking up.
Oh, okay,
Nikki,
go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say I think it's gonna be this season's Terra Nova.
There you go. Yeah.
And I am gonna go on a limb and say mid season cancel.
All right.
I think it'll have good numbers at first, but it will plummet, and they'll say, "Oh, okay, well, we tried."
Yeah.
I am actually going to go out on a limb myself and say full season renew. And this is why. They are marketing it towards the Hunger Games phenomenon.
Yeah, I've noticed that too.
Because they're like, look at her. She's an archer just like Katniss. Through the forest with a bow and arrow. She's just like Katniss.
Well, your vote is locked in. Your vote is locked in, but I'd like to counter that with, while the Hunger Games itself is really popular, people are very quickly growing tired with ripoffs of the Hunger Games. Yeah. Because
I don't know. I think it's gonna pull in a big following from it.
Though I will say, like I said, it's gonna get canceled, right? I said season cancel. I bet the show is really fucking awesome.
It could be. I don't know.
I bet it's really cool. At least there's some cool moments in it.
And I'm sure there will be.
So, you know, I think this will do really, really well on Netflix.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. and to go along with Ambie's point about it, you know, oh, it's like the Hunger Games. That's why I'm saying the ratings at first will probably be great. But then people are going to be like, no thanks.
It'll be a very quick drop.
Exactly. It's probably going to lose like 40% of its audience between episodes.
I think it would do way better on a different night.
Yep.
Probably.
Or even maybe on a different network.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. So, cool. That was probably the most divided we've been so far.
Yeah.
Okay. So, next up is Fox, the network that does not know how to run shows. 8 to 9. Bones. That's not going anywhere. And I've actually seen episodes of the show, and it's pretty good, actually.
I like Bones. Yeah, I don't like it enough to like watch it like all the time. But like, you know, Aaron watches it pretty religiously, and if it's on and I'm there, it's like, okay, this is interesting.
Yeah,
I like, you know, I like David Boreanaz.
I do too.
And Zooey Deschanel's not as weird sister.
Yeah, though she's still kind of weird in this show.
Well, I mean, she doesn't talk like this, so that's good. You know, I'm sorry. This is my Zooey Deschanel impression. It's perfect.
All right. Okay, so
hi, guys. You want to go?
The Slumpy Space Princess.
No. Go watch The Fucking New Girl or whatever, and now you'll never be able to unhear it.
No, please don't ruin that for me.
Yes.
I'm glad I found a new
Glass
Zooey.
Shattered.
But, all right. Okay, so Matt has locked in Renew. Ambie.
I'm saying full season cancel. I think it's time has come.
Okay. Nikki?
Renew.
I also am saying renew. Okay. So next up, The Mob Doctor.
Go
ahead and tell us what it's about, Matt.
All right. It's about a doctor and the mob. What do you want?
Yeah.
No, but seriously, for most physicians, the Hippocratic Oath is sacred, but for one Chicago doctor who is indebted to the mafia, saving lives isn't her only concern. She's the Mob Doctor. I just added that part. It sounds lame, and I think it's perfect. It's a fast-paced medical drama featuring a brilliant young female cardiothoracic surgeon, thank you, Nikki, who is split between two distinct worlds as she juggles her promising medical career with her lifelong debt as a doctor to Chicago's Southside Mob. It stars Jordana Spiro of My Boys as Dr. Grace Devlin.
That was on TBS for 10 episodes.
No, that show lasts forever.
Oh, but did you know it?
Because Canada loves it. It's like one of the top shows in Canada. It's messed up. Yeah. But Dr. Brett Robinson, played by Zach Guilford of Friday Night Lights. Nurse Roberta Rowe Angeli if you have to like put your character's nickname in the description, that's pretty lame.
Yeah.
I'm played by Floriana Lima of Glory Days, Zeljko Ivanek of The Event and Heroes, plays Dr. Stafford White. And you know, they don't actually name anybody from the mob in this. Yeah, Constantine Alexander, played by William Forsythe. So that's a decent actor. But yeah, so, you know, she's a doctor and she's got to work for the mob because I guess she owes him something.
First of all, so. I want to ask, can we please stop having medical dramas?
Man, thank you.
And second of all, Nikki, what's your vote?
gosh, I feel like there are too many medical dramas and things like it. I'm going to say mid-season cancel.
All right.
Damn it.
That's actually my vote, too.
Matt.
I
was gonna say Miss Cancel.
Then just go with it if that's what you feel.
Oh, I am. It was my first time doing something other than a full season bit. So you guys stole it.
It's a mid season sweep because I'm going mid season too. Yeah.
All right, maybe fuck we'll off, all Mom lose Doc. Points. 90210 on the CW for Monday, 8 to 9. I'm actually surprised the show's still on. Okay. We don't really need to describe this stupid show. So
it has the best theme in the world.
Well, the old one does. I don't know if the new one uses the same theme.
They do like a rock remix of it. That's not as
fuck that. No. It's saxophone.
Ambi, what's your vote?
I'm saying that it's time. Full season cancel.
Matthew.
Full season renew.
All right, Nikki.
Is this 90210? I'm sorry, I'm working while we do this.
It is.
90210. Let's see. Renew. I think there are enough teens, and plus the CW will like, unless it's doing really badly, the CW really isn't going to cancel. I mean, look at America's Next Top Model. That show gets shit ratings, and it's.
Well, that is true. It is the CW. I'm going with what I was originally going to say in this full season cancel. So, okay. Gossip Girl. I know a lot of people who love this show.
This is do you know a lot of teenage girls?
Well, I'm actually going basically from my time at the video store, so yes.
That was like 4 years ago.
Yeah, and things have changed since
And it's
then.
Still here.
That's true.
So I'm saying full season renew.
Look at those two guys. Look at the picture of this. Like they're the two guys, like the one on the left and the one in the middle. Like they're the same
guy.
Too.
They are the same guy.
But they just have like palette swapped shirts.
they're the Mortal Kombat ninjas of this show.
And you know the girl on the left and the girl in the middle look really similar too. Anyway, I say full season renew.
All right.
Me too.
Ambie?
You know, I'm going to say full season. Damn it. I want to say cancel, but I think I think that 90210 is more likely to get canceled than Gossip Girl. So I'm going to say full season renew because I don't think they'll cancel both of them.
Okay, cool. All right. So, I say renew. That's it. That's the end of Monday. Has everyone voted?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
That's it, yeah.
So, right now, what I'm going to do right here is I'm going to stop the recording. I'm going to make this the end of part one. Tune into part two if you want to hear us keep on going, if this has been interesting enough to you. We're going to, on Stuff Weekly, chime in every now and then to say how this is going. So, there you go. That's about it for part one. See you in part two.
Woo!